Here with the MMQBs, Peter King. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you from a national perspective, you know, what's the viewpoint right now on the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, I think what was really interesting in the so far in the offseason about the Broncos is that, you know, I expected John Elway to batten down the hatches, to pay a jillion dollars to try to get Kirk Cousins. And a good friend of his in the league said, you know, John's growing up. John, you know, John maybe a few years ago would have gone to the end of the earth and he would have regretted it on his salary cap for years. I think John did a very, very interesting thing. He was very calculating in his pursuit of Cousins. And he said, if we can save 10 to 12 million a year on the cap with a quarterback we really like also, then we're going to do that and we're comfortable with it. They didn't hamstring the franchise for a long time with Case Keenum's deal. And, you know, I think it remains to be seen how he'll play. But you don't play, I think it was 18 starts or whatever Keenum had last year. You don't play that many games, you know, 14 or 15 of which were excellent football games by the quarterback. You don't play that many by a fluke. And so my feeling is that I think that the Broncos have sort of figured out how to both manage their cap, build their team at the same time. And, you know, I applaud Elway for not sort of doing the desperado thing, which for a while this offseason I thought he was going to do.
I know that you aren't a particularly big fan of mock drafts, but what is some of the speculation you're hearing on the Broncos with that fifth pick?
The Broncos at five are going to be in one of the most interesting spots in the draft for this reason. Because if they choose to take a quarterback, they're going to have a chance probably to get one. And my feeling is, if I'm John Elway, I'm not prioritizing the quarterback this year. Because you get the sense that he wants to see Paxton Lynch more. And if he has Case Keenum as a starting quarterback and he wants to give Paxton Lynch one more shot, how are you going to do that if you draft Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen? It's going to be pretty difficult because if you take a guy at number five, you obviously plan to play him soon. So, so let's just say, because in my opinion right now, I think there's a very good chance quarterbacks go 1 through 4. And imagine if John Elway, Vance Joseph, Matt Russell, all their team basically says, can you imagine we're going to get the best non-quarterback on our board? And so to me, I think this is a great year because let's say Chubb or, you know, Quentin Martin, it is a draft that is rich in really good non-quarterbacks at the top of the draft. So I think they're in a great spot.
It could get a guy who can come and help them right away, going non-quarterback. Hall of Fame voter, Broncos owner Pat Bowlen, he's been knocking on that door for a while. Do you think this could be the year?
I've thought this could be the year the last 3 years. I think he's got an excellent, excellent candidacy. I'm probably, like a lot of people, I'm surprised he's not made it yet. It's going to happen, I fervently believe. And I just can't predict when. I feel for the Bowlen family because obviously, Pat being able to enjoy it, it would have been great if it had already happened. But I think that he is a prime candidate this year, and I hope it happens sooner than later.
With his resume, though, it seems like it's a matter of when, not if.
In my opinion, it is. I would be very surprised if we're still having this discussion 2 or 3 years down the road. It's just so hard for me to predict because I go into these meetings a lot, and I think I know what's going to happen. And then I have absolutely, I walk out of there and say, boy, that shocked me. So, you know, anyway, hopefully it's sooner than later.
I'll let you out of here on this. So what's a good spot around here to get a beer or some coffee or something, right?
I've basically been just in these two hotels with the monstrously overpriced everything, and you know, I've yet to sort of go out of this area to really kind of sample whatever the good craft beers are. I know that I saw somebody last night with a Cigar City beer, and I said that is one I'm going to have to try here because I've heard of Cigar City. It's in Tampa. But
Hi-Li.
That's, and so, but anyway, what's so amazing is that you go anywhere in the country and you look at a bar and you see seven taps you've never seen before. It's kind of a cool time for beer.
Thanks, Peter. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.